Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier this week, White House Deputy Secretary, Press Secretary Andrew Bates issued a statement against the so-called pro-Palestinian student protests that have been churning on America's college campuses in recent months, calling the most recent displays blatantly anti-Semitic and condemning them in the strongest terms and as despicable, quote-unquote. But many argue these protesters are a product of the Democrat machine. Coming home to roost with us now to explain why she says America's college anti-Semitism is the Democrat Party's shame is conservative author Cheryl Shumley. So, Cheryl, thank you for joining us this evening.
It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Cheryl, extremists and the campus occupations across America are part of the same movement that brought us violence to the cities in 2020, aren't they?
Pretty much, yes. And these are all born of Democrat policies and agendas, right? Just for one example, look at how Democrats have torn apart America by race, by sex, by class, and generated all this sort of envy among the classes. And then you take that and you bring that to college campuses, mm-hmm. where the youth on college campuses have been brought up for 12 years in the public school systems to hate America and to blame America for all that ails the world. And part of that, of course, being America's allies, Israel. And it's really no surprise what we're seeing on college campuses today.
Wow. Well, I see your point, and I completely agree with you. It seems like the teachers' unions and DNC have spent so many years lowering educational standards and promoting radicals like the Democrat Socialists of America. It's no wonder these campus radicals are taking over. What do you say?
Well, if you look at what the Democratic Socialists of America have pushed for years now, go right to their website and you can check this out in their own words. They have actively sought DSA members to go into the field of public school teaching because they see it as a position that it's difficult for them to get fired from, government jobs and so forth. But B, they see it as a way of bringing forth the socialist Marxist agenda into the mm-hmm. youngest and most innocent and vulnerable of America's minds. And so they have infiltrated the school systems. And this is the natural outcome of 10, 15, 20 years even of the dumbing down of schools, children in schools, and the infiltration of socialists, really, card-carrying socialists in teaching positions.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, we're seeing DEI pretty much everywhere these days, especially on college campuses. So do you think that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on college campuses are behind the recent spike in campus anti-Semitism?
Well, it certainly feeds into that narrative, right? I mean, these things don't happen in a bubble. So the whole woke generation, right, the millennials, the snowflake type of generation being brought onto college campuses with a very anti-America slant, and then they're confronted with agendas like you just brought up, DEI, that right. all feeds into this same narrative.
Well, I tell you, when I watch the newscast and see what's going on these campuses, it's just appalling. I'm speechless, frankly. I don't know what to think about it, but it's obviously getting worse and worse, and I don't know where it's going. But so tonight we're speaking with conservative author Charles Chumley. Thank you for being with us tonight. Next question is, President Biden seems to be trying to have it both ways, trying not to upset his left-wing base by not fully condemning these protests. Is that correct, Cheryl?
Yeah, you know, think about it for a second. If these were all pro-Trump protesters on America's college campuses, first off, the administrators would find a backbone and they would have clamped down immediately on it. But in the small chance that they weren't able to do it, they certainly would have called in the police. And then if the police weren't able to do it, you would have, coming from this White House, messaging that just condemned these protesters in the harshest of terms, followed quickly by threats from the Department of Justice to launch investigations wherever they could on college campuses. So the message would have been sent loud and clear that these types of protests, if they were done by MAGA-type kids, were not allowed. So how come we're not getting that same sort of messaging from this White House when we have blatant, not just anti-Semitic protesters, but pro-Hamas, pro-terror group protesters?
Anecdotally, I would just say that the folks on the right, when they protest, they don't destroy the area around them. They don't tend to go to violence. What I see right now is intimidation and violence in these protests by the Palestinians and these students. And even members of Congress right now are actively supporting these protesters. Have you seen that as well?
Well, these members of Congress who are supporting these protesters, they're doing it with an agenda in mind. They're doing it because they're in this political bubble, so nothing that they create in terms of chaos ever impacts them. So they can afford to step forward and pretend like they're supporting First Amendment speech rights, which these don't fall under First Amendment speech rights, right? Because you're talking about Jewish students being advised by their rabbis to stay off college campuses because of safety and security concerns. That goes far beyond a First Amendment issue. But second off, most of the Democrats who are supporting these types of protests on college campuses, they bring that anti-Semitic viewpoint to Congress with them. The squad is filled with anti-Semites, right? That's basically one of their card-carrying agendas. And they've been pretty open about it, even though they have been outed time and again. So I wouldn't read too much into the Democrats on Capitol Hill supporting these protesters, except to say that no surprise here. We know what they stand for. At least now they're being open about it.
It's interesting. I've watched, of course, I'm a Sedgwick County commissioner here, one of the commissioners for Sedgwick County, one of the five. In the city of Wichita, they've had Palestinian people come out and advocate for essentially a proclamation demanding, if you will, that we would condemn the Israel's positioning on this and to support the Palestinian violence, if you will. I'm appalled by that. And we haven't seen it at the county just yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see this at even places like Sedgwick County. This seems like this debate's happening in cities and counties across this country. And I'm just shocked right now that people think that violence is the answer, and they condemn Israel for basically defending themselves. This is what started this whole thing.
Well, we're not seeing it in Texas, are we? Because, they shut down the protest movement there pretty quickly. So we're seeing it mostly in the Democrat-run communities, whether they're college campuses or local governments, right? And it's the same playbook that the Black Lives Matter movement used, too. They came out and they pretended that they had some sort of justified grievance that gave them the right to shut down city streets and throw bricks through storefront windows and so forth. And then shortly after, they were emboldened by the Barack Obama White House, who even invited members of Black Lives Matter to the White House to discuss things with him. As soon as they received that sort of head pat from the Democrats, they came out with their own list of demands. And this is the way of Marxists, right? They create this chaos using violence because they see that as a justifiable way to get their ends. And then they have their list of demands, which are usually so ridiculous that no sane person could even consider them.
Well, Cheryl, if folks want to connect with you or read more about your articles, can they? I think they can find you at online at CherylChumley.com. That's CherylChumley.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you so much for being with us this evening. I really appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.